the most diabolical haters this side of the Mississippi. The player haters ball gives us an opportunity to hate on a diverse array of mock-ass mocks, trick-ass mocks, punk bitches and skip-scott skanks and scallywags. Hoes, heifers, hee-haws, and hula hoops. Player Haters Ball is not always about hating on one another. We play games with each other, too. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go take my throne, because I'm a shoo-in for Hater of the Year. I'd like to thank God Almighty for giving everybody so much and me so little. I hate you, I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you. I just would like to say to all of you, kiss my ass, you rotten motherfucker. Good evening.
There you go. Now we're all live. Everyone can hear me through the headphones?
Yep.
Yes.
I got a thumbs up from Melissa. I got Leo saying yep.
Yep.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Papa's Basement on scac.org/WEBR. Leo, have you memorized the rest?
No.
God damn you, Leonard Reynolds.
Yeah, I have to look up.
Oh, it's right above my head.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, okay. That's why I always look up.
Here, give it a read.
All right, we got
style points.
www.fcac.org/WEBR.
We got Cox Channel 37.
Oh, yeah, and Comcast 27.
And Cox Channel 10 if you're really broke.
Yep.
There you go. That was a little Run DMC action. Let me turn up my headphones. I can barely hear you guys.
Okay.
And if you guys, since Mel, you're new in the studio, mm-hmm. Melissa, everybody, is Leo's girlfriend and one of the roomies.
Yeah.
In fact, the last of the four. Last of the four roommates to get in the studio. There's a little dial under the desk where your headphones
yes.
are actually plugged in. You can dig yeah. with that.
Yeah, Leo showed me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, how very considerate.
Yes,
you,
I
you
do.
Tender man, you. Okay. Going to pull out the show outline here. I have listed as follows for topics. The New Year's parties, including the one Will and I hosted while you abandoned us
hey.
Like pigs in the rain.
You made us pay for it, so.
Yeah, and I cleaned it up with the
Thank
help
you.
Of Richard, so.
Exactly, but the chips on the floor were all Leo.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, they were.
No, it wasn't.
I heard.
There you
Shane
go.
Shane told me when I came home.
There you go.
No,
Thank God she got the story.
But he said it was really hilarious,
it
and
was
he
for
wished
a time.
He had a camcorder for it.
It was for a time, and then you just stood there. Well, you know what? We're not going to blow our wad. We're going to pace ourselves.
All right.
Part two of the outline, Leo and I being sick on and off again pretty much all week, I'd say, right? Exactly.
<Yeah. laughs>
I think, hell, you'll remember from last week's show, we were clearing our throats.
Yeah.
I was doing quite the little spit take thinking I had turned off my mic. Not that I care that it went out on air, but there you go.
Yeah, I remember.
Part three would be Richard Harmon living my unemployed dream. The man quit his job, well, got laid off, got about $7,000 for it, and just doesn't work.
Nice.
And he's on unemployment, which is close to my monthly salary, which really pisses me off. And there you go. And part four, if we get to it, and I don't think we will, is trying to get the ladies of MySpace into your lap, but no one has expertise on that. I'm the only dirty bastard that tries that once in a while.
Sorry, I can't.
Honestly, you never took a shine. What can I say? You lost. Everybody's lost.
Yeah.
No, it's dirty and unreliable. You'll get men, just like Craigslist.
Oh, yeah.
It's gay men posing as hot girls.
You know Barry?
Oh, God, not Barry.
Yeah, he got gay guy. His MySpace photo was a topless shirt off, you know, shirt off, muscle.
And he was Lord.
Yo, man, we should chill. We live
with each other. Oh, God. I think I've gotten, God, what are the statuses you can have on MySpace? Oh, one of them's curious.
Oh.
That's right. You don't have to put bi. You can simply put curious. And every so often, if I have a sexy enough picture up, I'll get a message from a curious.
Oh, okay.
But maybe he's just curious about me. Maybe that's what that means.
Or maybe he's curious about JD when you had JD in the picture.
That's true. I know. Lately, whenever I talk to, if anyone strange hits me up, I don't know if they're trying to, because for people who haven't been to my MySpace, myspace.com/JPAPAGEO.
Oh my God.
For all the stalkers, all two of our listeners. It's a picture of me with JD, who's looks nothing like me. But I'll leave that treat to you to find out what JD does look like.
He looks better.
Exactly. He looks sexy. All right. Ready for the listener count? Ready to be disappointed already?
I'm going to say 3.
Well, we came in with 2, but my mom's up in York, PA right now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my mom's, like, doing something.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 1.
1. I'm going to go with 1. I'm going to go with 1.
All right. I'll still say 3.
By the way, if you listen, you can hear my tongue peel from the roof of my mouth every time.
Do you need some water? Ew.
It's that medicine we got to dry us out, get our snot out. Yeah. A little water would work, but I don't care.
Cotton mouth, yeah.
Yeah, horrible cotton mouth.
King.
Refresh and... listen now. God damn it. Listeners equals 1. We are now under... what the hell is our horrible lead-in?
I don't even know that show.
Just Over the Range or something? Or is that a comic?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Wow, we suck.
1 listener.
This is probably our best show, too. No one's going to listen.
So far, so good, dude. I like the intros. I put a lot of work into that one.
Yeah.
And I'm having a ball. So anyhow, let's get to the New Year's parties.
Okay.
For those who aren't part of the household, which is pretty much the only people listening to this damn show right now, so whatever. Anyhow, there was a New Year's party at our house we hosted. It seemed, I think people were kind of burned out on the idea, first of all, because we had your surprise party like 3 weeks earlier.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like, Christ, their house again.
Yeah.
And second of all, a lot of people had made plans, because I think we started canvassing first of the month.
Uh-huh.
For people, and people were already locked into plans even by then.
Yeah.
Which is a little shocking to me.
No, not really. New Year's is kind of like a big thing for people, so.
Yeah, people go out of their way. So, live and learn, I guess. So, anyhow, we had an okay turnout. But the funniest thing to me was, like, Melissa and Leo coming down the stairs right beforehand. They're like, so, you guys okay if we go to another party for a bit? trying to play it like they're going to be back halfway through one party that they directed.
I honestly thought we were.
Yeah, honestly, I thought we were too, but situation happened.
Exactly.
When the alcohol starts flowing in the bloodstream, you know.
You guys are good drinkers together. It's always flying off the handle. I love it. It's like Scott and Zelda Fitzgerald.
Me being stupid and she checks me on it. It's kind of like
you.
Rick James and Charlie Murphy.
Exactly. She's Charlie Murphy.
I'm Rick James.
She's kicking you into mirrors.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, I will go through what happened on our end, but first, because I actually haven't heard. How did your party turn out exactly? Now that you're sober, I have not heard a summary. I just heard Leo rambling while loaded when he showed up at our doorstep about 3 in the morning.
Well, I don't even remember what I said then, but...
I'll give you your summary.
All right, go ahead.
No, you go first.
All right.
In fact, you summarize and I'll try to locate some water.
Okay. Well, let's see. Actually, it was fun. Saw some old frat friends, you know, see how they're doing.
I don't want to leave the mic. I'm listening still.
So I saw some old frat friends. One friend, he's out in Hollywood. He actually lives in Hollywood. It's pretty cool. But he says he's not getting that many jobs right now because of the strike. So he's like struggling right now. But like, it just... I don't know. It just seems real cool. You know, he's already out in Hollywood doing his own thing. He's in like a comedy troupe and stuff like that. So it's nice.
Living our dream.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
It was nice seeing him. And just saw some other friends, see how like they all grew up. Because I remember one guy in my frat, he used to be like biggest pothead, and now he doesn't smoke anymore. It's kind of weird, you know?
How much water you got, Leo?
I am not letting you take that.
Man, I'm just going to take, I'm not even touching it to my mouth.
All right,
it's just going to trickle in.
All right, don't.
Like
don't.
A porn film. Go for it. You can all watch. Right.
So then, during the party, it was like these girls from a sorority or whatever, they're saying, like, hey, you should kiss my friend. She likes you at midnight.
Oh, you know about this?
Well, I'm telling them. It's the summary. You
know? Yeah, it's the summary of the party.
Yeah, so I was like, whatever, you know, I'm all being all drunk. So then time when it comes and I'm all like, you know, kind of pre-blacked out stage, of course, you know.
Exactly.
I kissed her. And yeah,
then you got in trouble.
Then I got in trouble. Then I'm like, I don't have a girlfriend. Let's kiss some more.
Wow, I didn't think we were gonna talk about that.
You didn't have to go that far. Oh, God, well, you could have whitewashed.
I mean that.
But now that it's on the
air. I guess that makes it interesting.
Yeah,
so.
I mean it wasn't that interesting of a party until then.
See, we always get things Leo's point of view.
Yeah, you wanna hear my point of view?
Yes, I wanna hear your take.
Oh wait, and then when I try to leave, she didn't want to leave, and I'm like, well, I wanted to leave a long time.
I wonder
ago.
Why I didn't want to leave with him.
Exactly.
Let's think about this.
All right.
But from my perspective of what happened that night. Everything was great. Everyone was getting drunk. Mm-hmm. It was actually catered. There were these nice croissant little sandwiches with like ham and cheese. And it was
my mom brought hummus and garlic dip. What?
I know.
Go on.
I'm sorry, I'm not a fan of hummus, but I like the garlic dip.
All right.
But anyway, so we were all having a good time. I met some new girls, one being a girlfriend of one of his fraternity brothers. She was really cool. We were all hanging out. We were playing different drinking games and just having fun.
Mm-hmm. We're playing drinking games?
Beer pong.
We were?
Yeah.
Leo's drinking game is Hold It Down.
I played around with you. Oh, and then later.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You remember the guy who beat us? The guy who beat us?
We lost? I don't lose.
Oh, maybe we won. But yeah. I was doing really bad. Well, later I played on a team with him and we almost won, but I was playing much better.
We're on the radio. Okay. You won all the time.
Okay, yes, yeah.
Exactly.
So anyway. I'll cut to the chase. The ball was about to drop. It was almost midnight and everybody gathered downstairs. Everyone was passing around, glasses of champagne. We were all getting ready to, watch the ball drop and give each other a New Year's kiss. And Leo comes up to me and I'm like, oh, hey, all elated that he's here. And cause we hadn't really been spending that much time throughout the evening together, which was fine. Whatever. We were doing our own thing. And he was like, hey, is it right if I kiss this girl? And I'm okay. It was one of those moments where it's like I was doing so well, and then he drops that ball on me, I'm like, okay, what do I do? So I'm just like too drunk to really contemplate what's going on here
exactly.
And figure out how do I want to react to this.
To your boyfriend asking if he can
play
kiss someone
it cool.
else.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, he's just being Leo. He's being drunk, whatever. So then it's midnight, and I go to give him a kiss. And I try to make out with him, and he kisses me, and then he sort of rejects the whole making out thing.
No.
And pushes me away.
Oh.
You don't make out for a New Year's kiss.
Sure you do.
You do if you're in love.
Why not? So I
was
like,
mom.
Okay, and I'm sort of looking around. Amy and Greg are to the left of me. They're kissing. Mason, I don't know what the hell he was doing. Everybody else was just sort of hugging and kissing, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I see you go up to this girl. And I see you give her a kiss on the lips.
Oh.
And I'm like, all right,
I
kind of feel like crap here, but I'm going to be cool about it. So I let it go. And you came up, you go, see, it was just a peck. It's just a peck. And I was like, okay, fine. So I forget about it. Well, I don't forget about it, but I'm like, I'm having too much fun here. I don't want to ruin it. I'm like, we'll talk about it the next morning.
Exactly.
So I let it go. We're all having fun. Yeah. Then later, later, I'm talking to two of the sorority sisters of the girl that he kissed. We're all hanging out getting beer.
I'm watching a black man blush here.
And I can't remember exactly what words were exchanged, but something to the effect of this guy like Leo and this girl. And I stop. Like, I cut him off. And I'm like, what? Like, what are you talking
about?
Everyone's
watching him do it in the
and
spare
then,
bedroom.
Right. So then they were like, oh, there's just, this guy, Leo, and this blah, blah, blah. I mean, I don't remember exactly what was going on, but I knew they were talking about Leo. And I was like, okay, what about him? And what about this girl? Exactly. What's this all about, you know? And then they were like, why? Why are you asking?
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, I just happened to be his girlfriend.
Exactly.
And then the girl, the blonde girl, who also happened to be named Melissa, she like spits out her drink and it goes all over her friend because she's like appalled that he actually has a girlfriend and that she's been there the whole night.
Wow.
And she's like, oh my God. And then, you know, she's like apologizing to her friend for like beering her basically with her saliva. Anyway,
Lyra,
so then they proceed to tell me that after the New Year's Eve kiss, he went up to her later and was like trying to kiss her again.
Oh.
The girl, and I don't know what her name is, but anyway, she was like, don't you have a girlfriend? Oh. Isn't she here? And that's when he told her that he didn't have a girlfriend.
Oh my.
And I think they kissed again. And then that's when the drama ensued.
Wow. So we'll pick it up from where our party was.
Okay.
Which it was dead starting at like 8 or something. Yeah. And we have like 2 people rolling up. No booze is flowing. It's literally my brother panicking about what music to play and just worthless crap like that when he should be trying to pump up the few people there. Then my mom shows up and starts rearranging junk, as moms are wont to do. Especially
I love
mine.
Your mom.
Yeah, she thinks she runs the damn thing. That's all I'm saying. So she's taking her beer pong table.
Like mother, like son.
Exactly. It's my show, bitch. Get hoping it. So anyhow, she cock blocks us off the beer pong table. And is instantly putting up snack dips and junk like that on the beer pong table.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I'm like, okay. And
that's why you were, like, annoyed.
Yeah, she was instantly dominating the whole scene, as she always does. I love my mom, but she has a forceful personality. And seeing as
moms are.
I don't even get that impression, but.
Yeah, I guess it's just subtle stuff that you have to be keyed into.
Right.
Like, it's just like, oh, I'm going to turn your house into what I'd like mine to be turned into.
Yeah. I mean, he lived with her for 18
years. It's presumptuous.
So.
Dude, I'm a winner. That's like 24 years or something I lived with her. Well, I don't know. I was away at school. I don't count that, really.
Yeah, I don't count away at school.
Yeah, I always felt like I lived at home still.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyhow, eventually booted my own mother on New Year's, which made me feel great. And by the way, I had already been sick a few days. Oh, we got a caller. Oh, it's not my mom, so who could it be? I hate it when we're surprised. Let's see, calls on program channel.
Oh, your mom's listening.
Yeah, hello.
I'm sorry. This sucks. By the way, Alyssa, great story. Why don't you tell it again?
What? It's Carmen.
Can I sing your song now?
No.
She called me Alyssa? Yeah.
It's Melissa.
It's Melissa.
Who cares? Let me sing your song, please.
Wow.
Carmen, you hater, you're interrupting the flow.
John, can I sing your song now?
No, you have to hang. You call in later.
No, I have to do it now.
I think you should hang up on her.
We're going to hang up Howard Stern on you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I
Howard
think
Stern
so,
wouldn't wait.
I think so, Carmen. All right, sing the song.
Man. Green.
There we go.
Nice.
I love Carmen.
Oh, yeah, she seems like a great girl.
Carmen is great.
No,
okay.
She was being sarcastic.
The whole time. And you picked up on it, but you don't care.
Anyhow. Yes, it's all good. I. What can I say? I've known Carmen for... Uh-oh, Carmen's calling in again. Damn it, Carmen. We'll get to you in a second. She called me a whore. Carmen, I'm telling the damn New Year's story.
But he's being nice.
What now?
I said she probably called us a whore.
No, she said, you are a whore. I'll let her on. She'll just badmouth everyone more. Hold on.
Awesome.
Don't worry.
Yes, Carmen.
Pukes on guys. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. That's
no, what? Carmen, what? What's up?
I just want to sing my song.
Okay, sing your song.
Will you not hang up on
me? I won't hang up, which only sets me up to hang up on you again, but I won't.
Okay. You know the theme to Green Acres,
Green
right?
Acres, yes.
That's what I thought she was singing.
Green stains on Johnny's underwear. Mom's doing laundry and begins to despair. What if John has got
by
some
the way,
STD?
I stole all the mics.
Don't worry,
the
he won't get out till 23. Do 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 do. All that is lotion residue. No girlfriend self-love has to do. Jizz and Jergens leave a green issue. He can't get diseases from only coming into do 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 do. his socks. Not box. That's where. I swear, your grandchildren are in the linen. He's just playing solitaire.
Hello.
Yes?
We heard it all.
Did you like it? I know. I made it up in only half an hour. I know it wasn't as good.
It was good. Your voice, for whatever reason, you're hitting the shrill points today. And it made me laugh.
I have an awful voice. Does it sound okay?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Did you enjoy it?
It craps on me. It's funny.
Yeah.
All right, Bean.
I'm going to go let boring girl talk her stuff now, okay?
Bye. You're such a hater.
Wow.
Okay.
Talking to the mic.
Oh, my God.
Back to the mic, Mel.
That was unnecessary, but okay.
Anyhow, we'll get back to the New Year's story. That was Carmen, the bestest chick friend, I guess. I've known Carmen forever and a day.
Looks like you need some more.
Well, I have no idea who she is. So.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't
we never
really
want
to so plan on getting to know her either, so.
That's right. You guys, Carmen's only been by once or twice.
Oh, for real?
Have we met her?
No, it was always like real, like one time she showed up real late with like her boyfriend, and that was about it.
No. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Hate.
Play a hater's ball, son. So anyhow, our party pretty much was in the crapper. Then we started getting enough people. You know how a party kind of has a critical mass it has to hit?
Yeah.
And it sucks before that?
Yeah.
We just start to approach that. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, I just never got off the ground, really. It just was always at that kind of okay, like four more people and you would have been golden.
I thought when I got there, it seemed pretty decent.
Really? Okay, yeah. Then it was pretty decent.
Okay.
It counted as pretty decent. It was not like bumping. It needed like another four or five people.
Yeah.
But it was good. I mean, it was good. I guess I was having a problem because the whole time I was snotting.
Yeah.
Like just constantly coughing up crap. Green junk everywhere. And God damn it. We have another call.
Yes, we do.
I just want to add that we had someone walking into the studio next to us, which is WRLD. We stole all the headphones. Someone was looking for them.
Oh. Yeah.
And it smells like a Turkish bazaar over there. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I hadn't been in that studio since my training. Carmen.
Hello?
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 Who's this?
It's John, the host of the show. What's up?
Hey, John, it's taped.
What?
Because I'm listening to this show right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not taped. What is it?
Taped, you mean?
Yeah, how am I listening to a different something than when I'm hearing you talking to me?
Because it's 5 seconds.
It could be a 5 second delay.
Yeah, it's not actual time.
This is mind-boggling.
It's pretty cool.
Well, anyway, I just didn't appreciate the way you treated Carmen.
Okay.
Wow. Is this the boyfriend?
Probably.
No. I don't think so.
It's probably one of her friends.
No, I'm just a big fan of your show. I've been listening to it for years. It's one of my favorites. I don't like Melissa very much.
Oh, my God. I'm like, it's my first time on. I'm so hated on right now. I'm like the nicest person you'll meet. I really don't understand where this is coming from.
I don't want to hear about you kissing boys, you know?
Wow. You obviously weren't listening very well, because that's not at all what happened.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something, Melissa.
Okay, speak to me. Go ahead.
Papa John, Papa don't preach. I got you on that one. I've been a fan of this show for a long time. Downhill.
I apologize, long time listener.
It's totally going downhill. It's illustrated by your treatment of your stellar guest.
Oh my God. Oh, this is good. I can swear I hear Carmen in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carmen's not back there. Carmen's like, I just listened to Carmen and I listened to you eviscerate her. You know what? It's like pearls before swine is what it is. Did you know that William Blake wasn't even published in his lifetime?
I did not know that.
See?
Okay.
That was so random.
What's random?
The comment you just made.
Well, then, no. If you had the ability to use the transitive property of thinking.
Oh, my God. All right.
Then you would know what I was saying there through inference and stuff like that.
Longtime fan. I appreciate the listening. Would you like a T-shirt?
I want a fucking T-shirt.
Oh, jeez.
gotta take you off. No profanity. But thank you for, I would say, the best call we've had.
Yeah.
But I also want to say that you need to have more Carmen on.
Okay.
All right.
We have Carmen on more than any other caller, I'd say.
Issue a public apology. Nah.
Miss Papa Giorgio.
My mom, yeah.
She's the best. Okay.
Yeah, she is.
Well, did mom call it in?
Oh, we have another caller. Hold on.
Is this Carmen?
Let me see if we get Carmen. Hold on. Caller.
Hello?
Amy, what's up?
Am I on the air?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just trying to defend Melissa.
Aww.
Girl.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Why is everybody ragging on her?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I have no idea. Like, I was seriously the victim in this whole stupid situation, but yet I'm getting hated on.
And you're being very composed about the situation.
Thank you.
Leo's the victim and the hero in every situation.
Yeah, you need to apologize to your girlfriend.
Yeah.
I was over at your house the day before, or the day of, and she was so sweet to you. Aww. Helping you get sick.
I know. I'm just an asshole.
I'm sorry. There you go. God, that was...
I told her she needs to do better than
There's
me.
Like, what?
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 Now we need someone to call in and hate on Melissa again.
Hate on Melissa and Amy.
Exactly.
We need T-shirts. Team Leo, Team Mel.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thanks for calling. I appreciate the support.
Carmen, I am. She said, yeah, less Alyssa.
I love how she's calling me Alyssa.
Oh, God. Those were some good calls.
Yeah, actually it was.
Good Lord, that bought 5 minutes. Solid laughter.
So I'm going on about the party.
Yeah, hold on. Cartman, that was your boyfriend. Why did I call her Cartman? Carmen, that was your boyfriend. Well, I think that's the loudest I've ever heard him. That was pretty good, though. I was enjoying. So anyhow, back to the party. The whole finale of the party, pretty much, just everyone drinking and just being too calm. Mm-hmm. But then Leo shows up. Leo shows up drunk at 3, screaming about...
I came at 3 that late?
2:30.
Oh, wow.
I
was at the other party till like quarter to 4.
See, I wanted to come back.
Never mind. Hold on. 2, maybe, because you were there about an hour. I passed out at 3.
Wow.
That sounds about right.
But you walked in screaming about how Melissa had cock-blocked you.
Oh.
You're like, my girlfriend Melissa was cock-blocking me.
Oh,
and everyone's
God.
Like, she's your girlfriend. You start screaming, I don't care, but this is the cock block me.
Wow, so, I didn't know this.
So, yeah, Leo did his normal drunken thing where first he demanded Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe put on.
Oh, yeah.
And he started dancing to that.
Theme song.
And he started eating everything he could off the tables and then randomly grabbing handfuls of chips and just biting them to turn them into dust and then spit them back up all over the carpet where I started getting a little pissy. But whatever. He was putting on a good show.
John.
It's okay. It's okay. It was cleaned up.
My fans need it.
The fans. Well, I will say this. The entire party turned to watch you for, I would say, about 5, 7, 10 minutes as you did your thing. It was impressive. You just came in. You commanded the room, but you were completely out there.
Yeah.
It wasn't a sober command. It was a spectacle.
And it never is.
There was one girl who was just watching, like she was watching, I don't know, 2 cows going at it or something, like just jaw open. Total disbelief, laughing uncontrollably. Because I remember what happened. You started to taper off. Like, your drunken energy wore off.
Uh-huh.
And then you just stood there and kind of like, blah, blah, and then you'd go silent and you'd fart. Like, really horrible. And then you just be like, I farted. And everyone would recoil. And so then it'd just be this mumbling. And again, you'd stop. And we know you're farting again. It's horrible. And from there, yeah, I think that was pretty much the end of the party because you started running around and like grabbing people and like trying to tell them deep stuff or whatever, like their deep thoughts.
For real?
Yeah. I know I got some words of wisdom from Leah.
Oh, what did I say?
Well, first you're like, John, I know you're mad. I want you to punch me. And you're like, I know you're bigger than me. You're going to hurt, but just punch me. And you kept going on like that for like 30 seconds. And then you're like, you need to do exactly what I say this next year. I'm going to get results for you. You're going to do exactly what I say.
Oh, Lord.
And it was stuff like that. Just Leo being drunk.
Yeah, the drunk guru.
Pretty much. And I just kept trying to walk away. Like, I could tell you're mad at me. That was kind of the catchphrase. And then Will knew you're drunk and Mel wasn't there and he volunteered to drive. And...
Yeah, thank you, Will.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Exactly. That was, I was really, really cool of him to do. Because yeah. I thought I was going to be stranded there until the next
morning.
I want to
say thank you, Rich, and thank you, Will. Rich, for cleaning up.
Rich, yeah, good old Rich Harmon.
He's a nice guy.
He's such a nice guy.
Rich is great. Yeah. Living my dream life. He deserves it, though, because, yeah, Rich is playing bartender.
You don't deserve it. He does.
No, I'm pretty wicked at heart.
Yeah.
But Rich provided booze, was a bartender. He was on point the whole night.
He told me he made a drink that was like a strawberry Jolly Rancher.
That's what it's called, I think, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's really good. I think it's some kind of red pucker crap. I forget what
it
is. Something girly.
Right.
He knows how to mix a mean girl.
The best kind.
Exactly. So, grabbing the outline, crinkle, crinkle, and we can...
On to the next.
Exactly, which would be Leo and I waking up even sicker New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And we went to the emergency care place. Was it New Year's Day? It was
New Year's Day.
Yeah, because that's why we had to wind up there.
Yeah.
And, God, I don't remember much. It was almost like train spotting, though. We could barely walk.
We basically walked, crawled inside.
Yeah.
And she was like 3 hour wait.
So we went to BK.
Yeah. And then I had like a, what's that, Texas Ranger Burger?
Rodeo Burger,
Rodeo Burger.
The Beast Rodeo
Burger.
Yeah,
it was actually pretty good. I haven't been to Burger King for like a couple years now.
I think I'll be hitting one up after this show, actually.
Nah. We're going to Dave & Buster's.
Well, F you and your mama.
Yeah. So like, that happened. And then we come back. Fucking, we're just like... chilling on the chairs, like, waiting.
did I
don't even think you caught yourself.
Did I hear an F word?
Yeah, you totally did.
I was turned because Carmen was explaining, please explain to Alyssa that I hate all women, not just her, except the ones I'm trying to get with.
Wait, there she's a lesbian?
No.
Carmen's gate swings both ways a little bit. Just a touch.
Carmen wants attention. That's it.
Carmen's great, though. Carmen will come by. She will not hate in person whatsoever. She's good. She knows how to. She's almost like a little half Cuban Leo, except she doesn't need to be drunk. Yeah, she's half Cubana. So anyhow, we were stumbling around. I'm snotting like I've never. I'm coughing up junk and snotting like I never have in my life.
Yeah.
Like honestly, it looks like a Peter North, you know, money shot across my face every time I sneeze. It's friggin' disgusting. So we get in. There's actually a cute little blonde in the waiting room, and I'm just so beat. I can't do anything. Not that I'm the biggest.
Melissa, I didn't kiss her. So
yeah, Leo did nothing.
Oh, thanks, Leo. I appreciate that.
Not that I'm great at approaching bras, period, in any given open situation, but especially with snot trickling down my face. But you're just staring over because you got the lazy eye. You want to see a little ass, no matter what condition you're in. So we got our fixes. And we head over to CVS, and this is where Leo literally just collapses in the store aisles and starts lying on the floor going to sleep.
Yeah.
And hands me his cards to buy his meds, and we go outside. And then what do? As soon as we step outside, Leo?
I step outside, and I'm just like, bleh. I just start vomiting right next to the minivan.
Yeah. I'm in the car, and I reach over to let Leo in, and I just see him puking uncontrollably. Aww. And I just start laughing hysterically because this is going on like 2 feet from my face. So Leo pukes all over the side of some car, and then we just skeet at.
Yeah.
And we get back home. We skip some work. Actually, I was off all week. That was my great vacation. I spent it sick.
Yeah.
With a trash can that looks like I friggin' had Jackathon 9000 going.
Yeah, I skipped one day.
One day.
I went back, and then like people are hating on me because I'm sick and like coughing everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so people are hating on me
they
now.
They want to stay healthy and work their horrible job.
Yeah. Boo.
So, yeah, that was it. I'm still coughing up junk to this day.
Same here.
We're talking 8 days now. Jeez. Pretty magical. Actually, really? 9, because I was sick that Friday.
You want to take a trip smoking. To the ER again?
ER, son. Flashing the ER gang sign. We can do that.
Nah, I'm cool.
In the silence, as I reach for outline part 3, it's Rich Harmon living my unemployed dream life. You guys don't know much about this, do you? Yeah. Well,
we're
okay.
Here to listen.
Let's be honest. Who likes the concept of working in any capacity?
I'm not going to lie. I do.
I figured you would say that.
I totally do.
But you suck at working.
What are you talking about?
I'm just messing.
No, I have to stay busy. I can't not be not doing anything ever. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
And Leo. Come on, Leo.
I hate work.
Okay, exactly.
Okay.
I mean, this whole week.
Maybe you just don't like what you're doing.
I don't know.
If you found something that you enjoyed, you would like going to work. You know what I mean?
Like, sometimes when I'm acting and stuff, and, like, it's the second day, I'm like, I just hate it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be
like
there.
Like the show. Like, I know I should love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, no, I get like that,
and
too,
I kinda
with acting.
Do.
I get like that all the time.
But it's
with
a burden.
Yeah.
I have to come up with crap, and then I have to juggle everything. In fact, all I did this week was maybe 2 hours a day of editing that stupid 1 minute, 30 second player haters ball you heard at the beginning. That took about 10 hours
that
between training myself.
Remembers.
Yeah, exactly. No one was even listening at that chunk. Here it comes again.
Well, well, well. The most diabolical haters this side of the Mississippi.
There. That took overall 10 hours to make or something absurd.
Wow.
But even that I hated as I did it. But I hated it less. I guess the problem is you really have to associate that you're going to get some kind of eventual payout.
Yeah.
With the crappy toiling you're doing at the time. You know, like, okay, I don't like writing my act, but maybe if I perform this a year or two, I could get a sitcom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But then you have to wait a year or two, you know?
Yeah.
I want things now.
Yeah, me too. I'm talented and I want it.
Yeah.
God, we're
well,
a
I didn't say I'm talented, but I want it.
We're a horrible generation. Just gimme, gimme.
Yeah, pretty much. That's true.
So anyhow, Rich has managed. He gets laid off. So first of all, correct me if I'm wrong, anyone, but this is what I understand. You only get unemployment if you're laid off. Otherwise, you got to get on the welfares.
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like, I can't just quit and go on unemployment. Because God, if I did. He said he's making $14 a month on unemployment.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
I think I only pull for my ass job like 19 or something like that. Maybe a little
you
over.
19?
Yeah.
What?
Full month. What are you at? Like 24 a full month, right?
Oh, a full month.
Yeah.
Oh, they meant like 14 an hour. 19 an hour.
God, no.
Okay.
I'm at like 17 an hour. Something absurd.
Nah.
Something really embarrassing. They just screwed me when I came in because I came through that temp agency.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah.
I did too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's what happens when you get a freaking theater degree.
Mm-hmm.
No one takes you seriously.
Oh, I'm history and psych. It's double major of crap.
Nah, that's all good. I only got in because my friend was.
You had a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, since when is it actually good for you to have a friend recommend? I think they shoot down people so they don't have to pay out that finder's fee or whatever.
Yeah.
The 2K buddy bonus.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm sure if your friend tries to get a job and says they know you, no. Kiss of death.
No, well, yeah. this is what happened, though. He was working there for, like, a couple months. And, like, so I was trying to get a job for 3 months. Then, like, he was like, I'm going to put in my 2 weeks. And then they're like, okay, your friend could be hired now.
Oh, because they wouldn't have to pay out
yeah,
at that
they
point.
Yeah, they don't have to pay
God.
Out.
God.
Wow.
Damn, they are the cheapest.
So I never worked with him, like,
I gotcha.
At the same time. I was basically
clearinghouse
his replacement,
Steams.
You know?
Yeah. You're the new Steve.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyhow, he's doing what I want to do. I want to live like a child again. I want to have back what I had when I was a little kid, man.
My Star Wars
on a summer
poster.
Vacation.
Oh, yeah. Become a teacher.
Maybe. It's a thought. Because they make good cake, actually.
Yeah,
they
Fairbanks
do in Fairfax.
Yeah.
Fairfax is like starting 48K.
Oh, yeah. What Robin, she makes 40. She started 45, but she makes more now.
God,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
really tempting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Huh.
But she has a teaching, like, all that degree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, we have that horrible story that might be on my record where I was accused of staring at a naked kid.
What?
You've never heard this one on
no?
air?
No.
See, I didn't want to embarrass you, so I didn't tell anyone.
Oh, we'll go for it. This is one of my finer moments. Okay. When I was about 20.
What we're living with, man.
Yeah, exactly. To catch a predator. No, I was working on as a SAC instructor, school-age childcare.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
It was, what was it? It was pool day. It was pool day. The one day everyone goes to the pool, and of course one of them craps
those.
In the water or something. So we go out early. And there's this one little Irish punk that hated me. This little 5-year-old, or no, 10.
Why did he hate you?
I don't know. Once in a while, like, a kid will pick a teacher they don't like. You know, they just don't jive with you.
All right.
But this little fresh off the Emerald Hills looking mother effort. His little red hair and his pink cheeks. He just didn't like me.
And his gin.
He's always his huge junk. No, he's making trouble for me. So anyhow, one day, I was the one assigned to guard the door so no molesters could get in while the kids were changing. So this little brat, because he's always acting up. I forgot his name. It was Ryan, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Irish sounding name.
Yeah, exactly. Or Ryan O'Leary, for all I know. For all I remember. So he's the last one in there, making my life hell, because I'm supposed to report back. I'm like, Ryan, hurry up. And he's like, I'm not going to, Mr. John. I'm like, Ryan, hurry up. Everyone can see you changing. And kids don't really get, you know, any kind of sense of humor. So he screams back, Mr. John, you're watching me change. And that's when I'm like, oh. And, I'll give it up to Fairfax County. They act quickly when those things are reported by kids. Oh, we got a caller.
It's Ryan.
Yeah, it's Ryan.
Remember me, Mr. John?
Hello.
When did you work with Ann Pei?
Oh, God, it's Karin. Yes, Ann Pei is Ann Pimley, who got me into school-age childcare. It's our mutual friend Stefan's mom. She got me.
You had ever worked there?
I did not work with Ann Pei, but she got me the gig. Or she told me about it.
Around children?
Yeah, they liked
your record?
Me. Exactly, my record. How did I ever clear the fingerprint test? All right, Bean. I will go back to the tale.
Is that Carmen?
Okay. It's Carmen.
Bye. We love you, bye. Carmen.
You are loved.
I love me, too. Not your girlfriend so much, but me too.
Continuing the feud.
So, like, did you have to go to court and stuff?
No, I didn't go to court, but, like, instantly the instructor pulls me aside, like, within 2 hours. And they're like, yeah, we've heard some pretty heavy accusations. I'm like, look, man, this is what happened. So she's like, look, I believe you. And your past was fine, but you're not really going to be allowed alone with the kids anymore for the rest of the summer. So for the rest of the summer, I just got, like, the bitch jobs because I wasn't allowed around the kids. And his parents the whole time, whenever they would pick him up, would just eye me up and down.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if he, like, did that to any other, like, teachers he didn't like throughout the rest of
the year. I don't know, but, pretty good accusation.
Yeah, because if you went to court and they found out he lied, oh, you would make bank. You wouldn't be working where I'm working at.
You're right.
Yes.
God, I should have done that.
Yeah.
I've actually heard you can sue the telemarketers. And that can make some cash. And one has definitely been calling me after I got off their list.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh.
So we might be looking at something there.
Well, I mean you.
Me. Yeah. I'll break it up.
Right.
I'll shake a little dough, a little cake around.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Exactly.
Make it rain.
Make it rain on Leo's butt.
God. Did you ever look at your camera?
My camera?
Yeah.
Which, with the New Year's pictures?
Yeah.
Or our sex picture camera? No. Yeah, I looked. No, I didn't actually.
Oh, okay.
We could do that on air.
Some great pictures.
Yeah, you should.
Really?
You should do that.
Here, I'll take a picture of you guys on air, too.
Nah, I'm good.
You don't want pictures to put on MySpace of you behind mics?
Okay, yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe you look professional.
Exactly. Well, buy some time. I'm off.
Like
I'm off mic for a second.
95.5.
Yeah, I can say, like, Donnie Simpson is interviewing me about my movie career and stuff like that.
Did I tell you that the directors and writers of this web series I'm on, they want to go on Elliot in the Morning and promote our web series?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
So, I'm back.
I'm a little nervous about that.
Oh, Amy is saying, Amy, you worked with the Little Bastards as well. The Fairfax County punks. Call in, Amy. I want to hear you on air. All right. We'll zoom in and take a picture of Melissa.
Say cheese.
That turned out okay.
You're not supposed to look at the camera. You have to act like you're doing something, you know?
Leo looks like he's rapping on air. That was me taking pictures.
It's Freestyle Friday.
Exactly. Someone do me, as I often cry to Leo. So anyhow, Amy, I need you to call in because we are looking for callers about the kid subject, the kid touching.
Wow, that was a pretty good picture I just took.
Damn right. It was touched by Leo. How could it be bad?
I know. Everything I do.
I did a summer camp for 1 year.
Really?
And the kids loved me because I was so nice and I'd let them do anything they wanted, basically. So they all cling to me.
Do all the counselors? Yeah, see, and that was another thing. The kids loved me. Everyone except this little Irish prick.
Yeah.
And they would all climb on me and be like, hey, can I have a piggyback? Can I have a hug?
Yeah.
And
you're
not allowed to do that. So you got to like constantly be like, no, I can't touch you or whatever.
Especially after.
And I love to touch kids.
Especially after the whole Ryan thing.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Then I had to put on the.
Mr. John, can I ride you?
Yeah. Got six guards staring me down at that point. So, Amy, why are you trying to wiggle out a call? Well, okay. I guess Amy didn't have any funny incidents about being accused of being a molester by one of the kids.
Didn't you, like, almost kill a kid when you were, you drove through someone's yard?
Oh, I know. I didn't almost kill the kid, but.
Let's hear about it, Halle Berry.
This is a really embarrassing story, but I'll tell you anyway.
Everybody wants to hear it.
I had actually just gotten my new car. Well, new for me, but a used car. And where you had to park, where at, you know, for the summer camp, and where we were outside at the park or whatever, you had to kind of like make like a 3-point turn to go back the other way. Oh, I think we have a caller.
We have a caller.
It's probably Carmen telling me I'm
Christmas
a horrible storyteller.
Let's see what we got.
I can't let her imitate.
Intimidate. Hello.
You.
Hello.
Oh, it's Amy.
Yes.
Amy, did you have anything go horribly wrong when you were watching The Little Pricks?
No, they love me. They wanted to promote me to head teacher.
Nice.
All right, golden child.
Right.
Amy's amazing. Amy's a really good motivator, actually, because Amy will just, like, be like, I hate my job, and quit, and, like, get a new one, like, 2 weeks later.
Wow.
That's
and she
good,
She knows how to, like, jump from one living situation to the next. She's very inspirational. She's the opposite of me.
She's a go-getter.
Yeah. I'm like, queen pussy boy.
Yeah. Nah, I'm probably the biggest queen.
Yeah. You and I will have a limp-wristed queen off later.
All right.
But I will hold the title.
Okay, bye, John.
Later, Amy. In fact, Amy's the one who got me doing that soundbite thing. She's like, you've watched Private Parts. If you want a radio job, go out there and get it. And I was like, hell yeah. I'm real dumb. And so, yeah. Thank you, Amy, for the pep talk.
The motivator.
Exactly. So, crap. We got 12 minutes left. We can bail early. You guys got to do your thing,
fast.
Right?
Well, I don't have to be there until 5.
We can play it safe. Yeah, it does. Once you get rolling, once you get past the first 20, you're good to go.
Yeah.
All right, I kind of want to bail early.
All right.
A little Christmas
done
present
with the outline?
No, the outline had something that is rich and kind of requires Will in the studio.
Oh.
Which is the stalking of MySpace girls.
Oh, okay.
Where you're just like, hey, saw your profile. What's up?
I'll start stalking and then I'll talk.
Exactly.
About it next
week. Melissa, you can try to stalk. Too. You can try to stalk chicks, be like, so ever had any thoughts?
No.
But
the lesbians love me.
Really?
Because
you do have short hair. No.
No, I don't.
I know.
It was a joke.
It's a radio joke, though. No one can tell. Melissa's 400 pounds with short hair.
You know how black men like them.
Exactly. Yeah, we can do anything. It's radio.
Have you ever heard the running joke that, like, all lesbians look like Ralph Macchio?
No. It's pretty accurate.
That's why when Hillary Swank did the next Karate Kid.
Wow. Oh, it all comes together. Ralph Macchio. A little bit.
I know. I guess. So politically incorrect to say that. But.
No. Well, I'm trying to think. Ralph Macchio. In what role?
Karate Kid.
Karate Kid. I guess the ones that go for the boyish look.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I kind of dig the L-word lesbian look. Like the kind of vicious-looking lesbian who's all tatted up and in leather with like eyeliner and crap. Like a chick who looks like she'd knee in the nuts or something.
You like that?
I can dig that.
You like the dominatrix.
Yeah.
Not so much dominatrix, like just a chick who looks like she's full of hell.
I like the pretty looking ones.
Got some fight in her. I dig that. Well, oh, we got a call. It's my mom. Caller. I didn't hit the broadcast button. Caller.
Don't go away early. Don't go away mad.
Just go away, as the lyric goes.
Let's just talk.
You're going to soothe me?
Am I going to soothe you?
Yeah.
I don't... What? No. I refuse to do that one time, and no.
Oh, why?
The answer is still no, because it'd be weird. It'd be like soothing my brother.
Exactly. But I'm Greek. We do that kind of thing. Snap.
Yes, but I'm Cuban, and we have pride.
You look descended of Greeks, though. You've got a Greekish last name.
My dad brags. My dad's the only person in the world who brags that we are descended from Greeks and Jews.
There you go. All right, Bean. We will give you another 4 minutes of entertainment.
I don't know what to say.
Thank you.
Let's have
would
a
be
talk.
A nice start. All right.
Okay, you want to go? You want to end this now?
No, I'll give it a couple minutes.
What do you want to talk about? What are you wearing?
Nothing, man. Just my shoes. How I do
oh,
every
God.
Show.
That's so gross. You're still wearing that sweater that you know your chest hair.
The hair sweater. Yeah, I haven't shaved in like a month. 2 months.
How's your brother doing? Is he still doing that whole body shave?
Yes.
Thing?
Oh, God. He's still very clean.
Yeah, that's hot. Does he know how to talk in full sentences now, or is he still?
I don't. You know what? You can ask Melissa and Leo on that one. What's the verdict?
I don't really know who they are. Have I ever met them? I feel really bad, I don't really feel really bad. I'm a sociopath, but I almost feel really bad insulting people I've never met. Have I ever met them?
No.
Yeah.
They were upstairs once because you've only been to the Casa one time, the new one, right?
Yeah. Just the one time.
Exactly, that one time.
That one time was enough, John.
Where wrong is right, and right is wrong.
It was so hot. Yeah, I know. I'm still putting icy hot on my clitoris because of it.
All right. You're not going to top that line. I'm letting you go now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Later. Carmen's Revenge, everybody. And we got 2 minutes if we want to pad till. Yeah, let's do 1 minute.
All right.
1 minute of outros. What does everyone want to say? What do you want to cleanse? What do you want to get out there on the air?
Nothing, you know. Just ladies. I'll be around.
Exactly. Unless Melissa's cock-blocking.
Yes, unless Melissa's cock-blocking me.
I actually don't know if we can
say
that. I
think I officially win the award for having the most dysfunctional relationship ever.
You guys are fine until you both go out saucing.
That's what I'm always saying. And I try to talk to Leo about this. I'm like, alcohol and us...
I tell her not to come with me.
It's just drama. Oh, okay, so he gets to go out and have all the fun. I get to stay home.
No, you can go out with your friends, you know, but your friends...
Will and I feel like the kids of alcoholics. Like, we're just waiting for the time bomb to go off each time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, hell, we're not going to go out on anything better than that.
All right.
It was a good time. Mel, thanks for stopping in.
No problem. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Damn right.
You were fun.
Thank you.
Aw.
Oh.
I'm staring at Leo waiting to be told I'm fun as well. No. All right. Thank you, Leo, as well, buddy.
All right.
Another show well done. And